Welcome to the Treasury of Solomon, where we go verse by verse through the book of Proverbs to find the wisdom that God has for us. Today's verse is Proverbs 1 and 13. It says, "We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil." Here we find a continuation of the last two verses, verses 11 and 12, which told us, "If they say, 'Come with us,' let us wait for blood. Let us work privily for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole, as those that go down into the pit." We know from the 10th verse that the "we" that we're referring to is the sinners and wicked men, and more specifically a band of highway robbers. This being said, in this verse, we find the third enticement that they're offering to try to induce another man to join in with them in their crimes. Here we find a notable change from what they spoke of the first two times. Both of those times had to do with ambushing an innocent traveler with the intent to murder. Here we find them making an effort at tempting the man with the proceeds of theft. This is very revealing. There's a reason why they use this specific line of temptation to try to make their case. This is the same way that the devil tries to tempt us too. This is how the devil tempted Jesus. Matthew chapter 4 verses 8 to 9 say, "Again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mount, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and saith unto him, 'All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me.'" He tempted Jesus with wealth, status, substance, power, and he does the same thing with us today. They were promising the equivalent of a get-rich-quick scheme. They planned on making a large profit, building wealth on little labor. To the natural, carnal, fallen mind, this plan would seem like a good one. There was little to no danger involved. Once they murdered their victim and hid the body, they would be able to cover their tracks and no one would ever know or find out what they did. Plus, on top of that, they would gain substance and build up wealth every time that they did an ambush. This would especially be a tempting proposition to a young person who tend on average to be more impressionable and more susceptible to falling for a get-rich-quick scheme, mainly based on lack of true life experience and lack of exposure to many of the evils of the world. Really, anyone could fall for this. Anyone could think of all the easy plunder and spoil that was to be had and decide to go with the band of robbers. The first thing that stands out in this verse is the first phrase, "we shall find." Shall is an interesting word to use. They didn't say they might find or hope to find. They said they shall find. They were prideful. They felt an assurance that not only would they be able to make a devious plan, but that they'd also be able to successfully consummate it too. They were promising success. They were promising a low-risk, high-reward scenario, hoping to lure in a new member with their enticing words and promises. Next, we have to ask, what were they promising that they would find? The answer is precious substance. But what type of substance is that exactly? The Hebrew word used here means wealth, sufficiency. This shows another element of this. They were promising self-sufficiency. We know from the last two verses in the Amplified Bible that they were looking for pious men and upright men. This changes the way that we look at this. They were trying to tell faithful men, men who had previously found their only sufficiency in a true and loving dependence on their God, that now they could join them in robbing and find self-sufficiency. They could throw off their dependence on God and be free and do everything for themselves, relying on no one else. That's really what they were implying here. They were saying to go it alone, to go without God, to go down a path without His protection. The other meaning was wealth. Wealth isn't bad in and of itself. We even know that Proverbs 10 and 22 tells us, "The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and He addeth no sorrow with it." Wealth is just a tool that can be used for good or for bad, but it's not moral or immoral in and of itself. It's how it's used and how it's acquired that makes it either good or bad. If we acquire wealth through theft or fraud or through harming one of our neighbors, made in the image and the likeness of God, that wealth is immoral. That's gain, but it's sordid gain. Gain gotten through illegitimate means. These robbers didn't care about how they got their money. They just wanted to make sure that they got it by any means necessary, even if that meant hurting innocent, upright people in the process. What this reveals is that they had an inordinate love for money, a problem that's plagued so many people down through the ages. 1 Timothy 6 and 10 says, "For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." Money itself isn't the root of evil. Having it isn't the root of evil. It's the love of it that's the root of evil. These robbers loved it so much that they weren't going to let anything get in the way of them having it, even if it meant robbing and stealing and murdering. We also find that it said that this was precious substance. What does it mean for it to be precious? In the Hebrew, it means rare, splendid, weighty. The term weighty is interesting, especially when placed next to substance. Weighty implies heaviness, whereas substance had to do with ease of living and lightness. Many Bible scholars say that this is an oxymoron, that either intentionally or unintentionally was made here. They wanted the heavy substance to secure a lightness of living and ease which they didn't want to put in the work for. They didn't want an honest living made over the course of time through carefulness and wisdom. They just wanted something for nothing. They wanted the precious things, the best of the best, without paying the true price to get those things. The next thing that we need to look at is the last phrase of the verse. We shall fill our houses with spoil. We find here again, shall, a definite term. They had no uncertainty about their success, or at least they didn't want to advertise it if they did have any. Then we find that they wanted to fill their house with substance. They didn't want just a little or enough to be comfortable. They wanted an abundance of spoils. They wanted more than they could handle or would know what to do with. They wanted wealth, clothing, gold and silver, anything that they could lay their hands on. The use of the word spoil here is also important to note. It's the same word as the Arabic verb meaning to draw and hence to strip off. It's the equivalent to a Greek word that means the arm stripped off of a slain enemy, spoils. They weren't content to just find a man and kill him. After that dirty work had been done, then they consented to take all the man had, anything of any value that he possessed. They took everything from him, life and substance. The last thing that we need to look at is back at the beginning of the verse. Let's look again at the phrase, we shall find. Mark 8:36 says, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? These robbers were promising immediate and abundant gains in financial wealth, the best of the precious substance that travelers had. But what they weren't saying was how that gain, gotten through sordid and illicit means, would cost a man not only his morals, not only his dignity, but his own soul. People can love money and do everything to find it and accrue it, and lose everything else in life that has any real true meaning or any eternal value. These robbers were propagating this age-old lie. But when we trust in the Lord and His wisdom and lean not on our own understanding, He will protect us from falling for their lies. He'll enable us to overcome any temptation we may feel to fall in with them. He'll provide a means of escape so that we can consent not when sinners entice us. Let's close in prayer. Lord, today we thank you for your protection. Lord, we thank you that you've given us your word to be a light unto our path and a lamp unto our feet to keep us protected. To keep us on the straight and narrow path, not the path that the wicked have laid out for us. Lord, we thank you that you've given us your Spirit, that he also protects us, that he leads and guides us into all truth. Lord, when the enemy tempts us, as we know he inevitably will, we thank you that you made a way of escape, and Lord, we ask for the wisdom and the discernment to see that way of escape for what it is, and to have the audacity and the courage to take it for all that it's worth. Lord, today we rebuke and we reject all the plans of the enemy, all of his devices that he seeks to tempt us with. Lord, we thank you that we're going to see his lies and his deceptions for what they are, that we won't be allured with these false promises of wealth. Lord, help us to stay focused. Remind us that our true wealth is found in you, that true prosperity isn't just wealth, but in all areas of life. And when we have you, we're the richest of all men. And Lord, we thank you that we're going to see his lies and false promises about substance to be what they are, as just lies. Lord, we have everything that we need or want in you. We find everything in you. You are all in all. And Lord, today we give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining us today. Remember before you leave to hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell, and remember to like and comment below. The wisest thing that we can ever do is give our lives to Christ and be born again. If you want to have Jesus as a part of your life today, all you need to do is to invite him into your heart to be your personal Lord and Savior. You trust him that you're forgiven, and you choose to live for him who died for you. We'll see you next time as we continue to explore the treasury of Solomon and study the King's Word together.